Hey, welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I'm your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt, and I'm so excited about the series we're doing this week about examining who we are in Christ. Because it says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is a new creation. Old things have passed away. And behold, all things have become new. We have a new identity in Christ. You know, my physical identity is on my driver's license. You know, sometimes people will ask for your identity. Maybe you go to a bank to cash a check or you go to vote and they want to see your ID, your identity. Well, that really doesn't tell who I really am. It just tells me who I am after the flesh, according to my physical birth, when I was born in Northwest Texas, 1947. But you see, since I have put my faith in Jesus Christ, and I've become a part of the family of God, I have a new father. I have new brothers and sisters. I've entered into a whole new realm. I'm a part of a new race that God is bringing forth in the earth through Jesus Christ. And so I have a whole new and different identity than the one that's on my driver's license because I am now in Christ. You know, yesterday we were talking about the word redemption. And the passage in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, where Paul said that in whom... The pronoun, the personal pronoun is talking about in Jesus, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. And we were pointing out yesterday, you need to listen to the previous episodes, Monday and Tuesday. This is Wednesday. You need to listen to those previous episodes because each one is building on the other. And yesterday we looked at the word redeem, that the word literally means to buy back. And in the ancient world, when Paul wrote this, it was used of the price that was paid to free a slave or to ransom a prisoner of war. But the price that was paid to set someone free who was enslaved and in bondage. And of course, in Jesus Christ, he paid the price that was necessary to free us from the bondage that the human race had fallen into through our first parents when they rebelled against God and went their own way, and they pulled their entire posterity down with them into bondage to sin and to Satan. Jesus came and he paid the price that was necessary. There's a chorus we used to sing. I think it came forth probably in the 1970s. It said something like this. He paid, I owed a debt I could not pay. He paid a debt he did not owe. Yeah, he paid a debt. I owed a debt I could not pay. He paid a debt he did not owe. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing Amazing Grace. Because Jesus paid the price that I could never pay. Yeah, that's what it's all about. Redemption. He paid the price that was necessary. I remember reading a story that illustrates this so powerfully. And this occurred, I'm thinking back in, I think back in the 1940s. And this kid, young fella, he was about, he's about 10, 11 years old. And he lived in a town on the Missouri River. And he built a boat with his own hands. He took a lot of time and he really did a marvelous job of building this sailboat and had the sails on it and everything. And after weeks of working on this boat, and it was a work of art, and he was so proud and happy about it. He took it down to the edge of the river and had it there close to the shore, and he was playing with it and watching it move about in the wind. A little gust of wind would catch it and move it along the shore. But all of a sudden, it was like a gale, a hard wind came up that was not just a temporary one, but just kept blowing, and it pulled the boat out into the middle of the river. And he was running along, hoping it would come back to the shore, but it didn't. It got out into the middle of the Missouri River, and it was just carried off out of his sight. Man, he was so heartbroken. He had lost his boat. Well, about 3 weeks after this, in this little river town, he was walking down the main street, and there was like a secondhand shop. And as he walked by, he looked in the window, and lo and behold, there was his boat sitting in the window with a for sale sign on it. So he went into the store, and he said to the man who owned the store, he said, "Mister, that's my boat in the window." He said, "What do you mean that's your boat?" He said, "That's my boat. I made it." And the man said, "Well, I'm sorry, son, but I bought that boat," and told him who he bought it from. He got out the receipt and showed him. He said, "You know, this is my boat. I'm sorry, son, this is my boat. I bought it from this person, and it's mine." And so he said, "Well, how much are you selling it for?" And so he told him how much it was for the boat. So he went home, and he started finding all kinds of jobs and making himself available to do all kinds of little jobs and things. And finally, after a couple of weeks, he had scraped together enough money to buy his boat. And he hurried down to the little secondhand shop, just holding his breath, hoping his boat was still in the window. He arrived, and sure enough, there it was. So he went in, and he plunked the money down on the counter to the owner of the store. And he said, "There you go, mister. I want my boat. There's the money. I want my boat." And so the man went and got the boat out of the window, handed it to the young man. Ah, he was so happy. There was a big smile on his face. And as he walked out the door, the proprietor said he overheard him say to the boat, "You're twice mine. I made you, and I paid for you." You're twice mine. I made you, and I paid for you. And my friends, that is exactly true of you and I who are in Christ. We are twice His. He made us, He created us, and He paid for us. And the devil has absolutely no claim on your life. You absolutely belong to Him. And I'll wind this up to illustrate what I'm just saying, that you are twice His. He made you, and He paid for you. There is a passage also in this same Ephesians chapter 1, but a little further down in verse 13. Paul says, "In Him," again, the personal pronoun down describes, "in Him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom," there it is, in whom, in Christ, "in whom you also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise." You were sealed. Now, in the ancient world, a seal was used to show ownership. You remember when Jesus was crucified, the Romans, they put a seal. They sealed the tomb. Yeah, they probably put some kind of bands across that rock, but with a seal, they put the seal of Rome. Anybody who touches this tomb will be answerable to Rome. Shows ownership. But of course, there was a greater one than Rome in the tomb. And all the forces of Rome, all the legions of Rome, and all the principalities of hell could not stop Jesus coming from out of the tomb after He purchased our redemption. But Paul says that we have been in Him, we have been sealed. He has put His stamp of ownership upon you. You belong to Him. Lord, I thank you today that you have sealed us with the Holy Spirit of promise. We are your creation. But when we got ourselves in trouble and got ourselves enslaved to the evil one, you came and you paid the price. You redeemed us and we're twice yours. And you've put your seal of ownership upon us. And we thank you for that today, Lord, that we are yours. We belong to you. You are ours and we are yours. We're part of your family. Thank you for it, Lord. May this truth resonate in each person who's listening to this and anyone who's had any doubts about their salvation, about their acceptance by you. May they have that knowing, that internal sense and knowing from this day forth, that it's not what they have done, it's because they put their faith in what you have done and the price you have paid, and that they absolutely, totally, no strings attached, belong to you, and you have sealed them. Thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. Check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow as we continue to talk about the marvelous benefits of being in Christ.